Okay. Okay. We're live, but don't worry about it. Welcome to the Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Today is a very special Small Cactus Radio Hour episode. Currently getting some more mics on because we've got a lot of people again this week. It's been a combo and a half, so good. Mic two. We're gonna just switch these and it's fine. You're currently being turned on.
Whoa. Can you say that on the radio?
Whoa.
Jeez.
Jesus. Cheese is on the stick. Mic four.
He was on a stick not too long ago, actually.
What? Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Then he got back off the stick. So it's fine. Anyway, this was Metric Stadium Love because this is Super Fight Night. This is the last show before finals. You guys, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? I'm gonna get the game.
All right. We're gonna start. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's do the worst first. I am very sick, and my name is Blue.
This is formerly DJ Remedy back at it again.
DJ Tuesday coming at you.
I'm David.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Chris. I don't have a really cool DJ name, but I hope to find one soon.
We should find one for you. Maybe you'll find one at this game.
If I'm disgraced, does that mean that people can steal my name?
You can be DJ Python.
Ooh, I like DJ Python. That sounds a little too exotic for me, though.
DJ Python. Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah, it's because you're
also,
because you're a semen.
You could be Anaconda.
No, Anaconda's not a Python, though.
That's true.
No, Python works because you're a CS major.
Oh, that's
I wish, man. I wish that,
Okay, so we have a lot of cards. That's fine. Let's turn this puppy down. Here we go.
The important ones can be heard.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Oh,
there we go.
Nice. Oh, I can't hear music, so it's all right. I don't have headphones.
Okay, good.
I can't hear it either, and I'm wearing the headphones.
Yeah, now the music's down.
We overcorrected.
Now the music's down, but we want people... You can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hi. Yeah. All right, This is Super Fight. It is a game where... We're going to basically fight over who's going to win in hypothetical battles. Let's see. I'm currently getting the cards out. If you've been a long-time listener, you might remember that we did this. Let's see. This is a Swords and Sorcery deck, but we've added a new expansion, Swords and Sorcery. So here's how the game goes.
We're going to have a calm and gentlemanly discussion.
Oh,
not yelling and swearing and screaming.
No. No, right, especially no swearing. Looking at DJ Remedy. specifically,
just gone
I
up.
Would never. I would never. I don't know why you're
I
even...
was misled.
Misled
I
by...
I was deceived, bamboozled.
You've been bamboozled by...
Triple bamboozled.
We have to
Let's
determine
see,
the
that
winner.
Was also
like men do by whining and crying until the other person gives in.
Triple bamboozled. We have a lot of cards. We also have location and situation cards here as... What is this? Snoodle! Okay, good.
Because, like, if you put Ike in Battlefield...
Rose, that was quite possibly the least informative
like,
and
the
sort of
really does matter
exclamation you could have come out with. What did you find?
Welcome to
Something very
Smash
good.
Talk.
Smash Radio.
Okay,
Smash
Radio. So... Here we go. So the youngest players.
Oh my god! Can
go
you imagine
first.
If we each like held our own radio sessions that all just happened
We'd
at the same time?
Just then.
No,
I
would cry.
Talking Chris while you were talking about something else that I wasn't.
No, see,
to.
That's what I was thinking. You've inspired my new show, which is just to invite six people who are all having their own shows at the same time.
Oh my god!
And then
okay,
in the end,
so
they battle.
And one person, no, and the person who's sitting at the like soundboard decides whose is the most interesting conversation.
Oh my
and
god!
Turns theirs up and turns everyone else's down.
That's
it's just
so
like the
mean.
Cocktail party effect.
But they don't tell everyone else that their conversation is being turned down.
Oh no, but so we can all see this. We can all see this happen.
Oh no.
And really, these shows are for the people in the studio.
Hey, shout out to
those three listeners.
Shout out to the Tuskegee.
42.
That's a lot of tissues.
Tulsa, I have a dark secret. I did accidentally swear on my last broadcast.
I can't believe you've done this. I can't believe you've done this.
Listener count immediately dropped by two. I assume those were the, I assume those were the FCC agents that were, like, leaving to hunt me down.
Oh, yes. Oh, you've activated some sleeper cell agents.
Yes, lure the FCC here. I'll be waiting.
No. No. No, 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 no.
Wait,
no,
are we all going to take down the FCC?
I could be waiting with cookies for all you know.
Are we going to take down the FCC?
I don't know. Maybe we should start the game before we accidentally say something that'll get us all arrested.
Okay, so here we go. So for anyone who hasn't played before, here's what you do. Two people draw three character cards and three attribute cards, and then you pick one of each. That's going to be your pair. And then you flip them over, say who you have, and then pick a random attribute just off the top of the deck, and then that's your attribute. And now you argue who would win in a fight.
So wait, you pick attributes, but you don't get to use them? Or
you do. No, that's part of the character. So you get three, and then you pick one that you think is going to be the best, and then you get one random one.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a bunch of really bad ones, too, like zero charisma or something like that.
Okay,
that's
actually
one of the cards.
And then they argue about it, and everyone else decides to win.
Arguably good.
Yeah, and we also have situation and location cards.
But we pull those in when there's a tie, right? Or do we do those right from the beginning? No, we can do them however you like.
The tie, if we put them in the beginning, we tend to forget about them.
Yeah,
that's
we do.
That's true.
Also, the fact that there were so few makes me think it's for
no,
a
they're
breaker.
All anime flavored. Winners chosen by fan service. Fighters have mysteriously lost all clothing except underwear.
I mean, why stop there?
Ooh, because this is the radio, Miguel.
So what do these cards say? I have a complaint.
Okay,
there is an explicit deck. But I don't have it.
Oh.
You sound so disappointed.
Oh, who's starting?
All fighters are armed with oversized weapons. Okay.
Patrick and David.
Sure.
Are we? All right.
Okay. Chris, that's cool. Okay.
No, wait, I'm sorry, Chris.
No, okay. No, I have not played this game before.
Yeah, sure. See, that's what I was thinking, is that Chris wanted to see around.
Maybe we should have two people who've played the game
before. Oh, wait, David, have you not?
I have played the game.
Oh, okay. Wait, you have?
I have
played the game.
You were there. You were there.
Oh, you have not played the game, Patrick.
So,
okay, then in that case, sure, we can...
Remedy.
Sure, or David.
Tolstoy versus Remedy. Sorry. That's Alex. Is this the grudge match you've been waiting for?
Oh, me?
What?
You know what? Sure. Okay. I'll take you down.
Let's do it.
I remember.
This is the real battle for Anime Boston, guys.
Oh my god. Because also, I remember this.
You made
Rose,
me bet
I remember,
my name.
I did. Last year, I made you bet your name, and I almost won. And
yes.
Then you took me out in, I won the best of three, but you took me out in the best of five. I remember this. Yeah.
And Ben, I can only assume this is where the fabled suplex came in.
No, I've been suplexing for a while.
Yeah, I've been suplexed more times than I can count. anyways, though, let's get some character cards. Let's get some stuff going.
Okay.
All right, how many character cards do I need to take?
Three.
Grand.
Also, you might want to take from different decks. That's all from the Sword and Sorcery.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it seems like we have an inexperienced player
Feral
over
wizard.
Here.
Okay, and then... Okay.
Jen isn't a feral wizard. She's a feral DM.
Three.
You are most certainly a feral paladin, though, in the two shot.
What the heck is that? I need to look
we
up
call him
what this
Sir
thing is.
Kid Puncher.
Okay.
Maybe don't say that on the radio.
What?
We're talking
What's
about
wrong
D&D.
With punching kids?
It's just his name. I don't see what's the big deal.
Oh dear. I don't.
This is D&D. This is not real life.
I mean.
Okay. I have
God,
mine.
You.
I think.
Mine is set. I just need to draw a random attribute card now.
I need
Granted,
to also
I was also
draw
a kid,
a random
so
attribute.
It balances, but...
And... Great. All right.
Okay. Also grabbed one. Okay, let's put our things down.
Ready?
Ready.
Set. Super fight. All right. So I have an attractive stable boy who is armed with nunchucks and can read your mind.
Ooh. Okay, I have Gimli... Who?
All right, no, okay, you have Gimli, but does he have his axe? What have you got? What? Tell me about this Gimli you have.
He sprays neurotoxin.
So far, that's pretty canon.
Okay, keep going.
This is just a normal Gimli you got right now.
This is a normal... I need to...
Did you say a Mimli?
Oh, it's a Tim Mingy? Legend. Okay, right now you're listening to Tim Legend Soda City Funk.
No, right now we're not listening to anything. I can't hear it.
No, there's music going on right now.
It's is very though?
Yeah.
Oh my god, wait, let's listen.
I can't hear it.
They should. I might have to turn it up a little bit. How's that going?
Now we can hear it. Yeah.
Okay. This is Soda City Funk by Tim Legend, by the way. And he thinks the floor is actually lava.
Okay. Wait, oh, like yours does?
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. So yours is Gimli. He sprays neurotoxin, but yes. He thinks the floor is lava.
Right, so as long as he stays on top of high ground and just sprays neurotoxin, this would require the stable boy to rush
Gimli
down.
Hang on.
High ground.
Gimli would take himself out with the neurotoxin. He doesn't say he's immune to neurotoxin.
It's implied. No, that's not fair.
I think he has a little spray canister, and I think that it would hit him first. Maybe that's why he thinks floor is lava.
I disagree, because that would be, if anyone, say, had, like, fire breathing, you could then say, like, oh, but are they immune to fire, though?
Well, no, because that, like, literally comes from within them. How is Gimli spraying the neurotoxin? We have to decide this right now.
Away from
him. Is it an external thing?
I think...
Hang on. Is it, like, an external thing, or does he just have, like...
His beard covers a nozzle.
Well, the first thing I thought of was that he produces the neurotoxin and sprays it biologically.
Okay, yeah, okay,
that's
okay,
how
okay.
I pictured it.
In that case, sure, yeah, I think he's immune to neurotoxin. But why would he want to kill the attractive stable boy?
No. Okay. Why do they want to kill each other? That's irrelevant. They want to kill each other.
Okay, sorry. Would Gimli be okay with destroying a priceless piece of art?
Sure.
It's a death battle.
Yeah, it's also Gimli.
It seems we got like Wesley with nunchucks over
See,
here.
See, but yeah.
What else does your stable boy have?
He can read minds.
Ooh.
So that means he could potentially read Gimli's mind and know his fear about the floor being lava and thus defeat him using that fear.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Or
that's
he
what I'm
knows
thinking.
Gimli is thinking the floor is lava and then thus thinks that the floor
See,
is lava.
See, that's a good
that's
one.
That's really that's, the issue though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think that like, I don't think he's such of an empath that he would like just sort of get overridden. Oh my god, wait, you're actually playing it. Thank you.
Yeah, I got the
I don't know.
Thing
if he's pretty handsome, then he might be compensating in other parts.
No, it's all right. I'm willing to lose this fight now because Caramel Dancing's playing.
Yes!
All right, so Roseanne's
the
first.
And thus the raid begins!
What? Our first match is a four-player.
Yeah, vote. Y'all, vote.
Versus one person being like, they win, it's over.
You're right, sorry. Vote. I do have nunchucks, and if I get in close range, I think that I can take him out.
See, in my mind, I think that the stable boy knows that Gimli thinks the floor is lava and just starts shoveling, like, dirt onto him.
Can you shovel lava, though? Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It's not actually lava.
It's the floor, and he starts shoveling the floor onto Gimli.
Won't that break the illusion?
No. Because Gimli is set constantly
but
as an attribute.
It no longer becomes the floor when it's lifted up.
I don't think that's... Oh, hang on.
And what if he just gets to high ground first? Like, he's already started,
where are we
then
okay, wait, where are we fighting? Where are we fighting?
Okay,
I need to know that if there is high ground.
Demon world. Woo! He's correct. He's not wrong.
Okay, so the floor is actually lava then.
Okay, so now we just have neurotoxin Gimli versus the attractive stable boy. Except here's the thing.
Okay.
I think the attractive stable boy, now that we're in demon world, can like recruit the demons onto his side.
I don't know. The neurotoxin's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, neurotoxin's looking very good.
Now that Gimli's weakness has been done.
All right, let's draw a situation. What do we get for a situation? Come on.
Fighters have mysteriously lost all clothing except underwear.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so attractive.
But you've lost protection against the neurotoxin.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Hang on. The neurotoxin, I would have still had no protection against it in the first place, but now he is less protected against my nunchucks.
What if... It might be like
contact. I don't know. Gimli's pretty sturdy.
No, Gimli's contact
pretty,
like
it might have thick boy.
A contact neurotoxin.
Might be. I have no idea.
We should call my dad. Wait, he has a PhD in this.
Everybody,
how this neurotoxin is dispensed. Is it like
Are we like spray? I think it's a spray.
It's a spray.
It does say spray neurotoxin.
Neurotoxin is like when you're talking about like it's usually we think of like inhaling it first, like kind of like vapor.
Yeah. Neurotoxins the North Koreans use aerosol to contact neurotoxin.
Okay.
I don't think there's any.
I don't think there's any aerosol in the demon world.
I vote for Gimli.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Everybody vote. You ready?
Oh yeah.
You ready? Votes in for attractive stable boy. I'm going to name him Dave. Votes in for Dave.
There's
y'all are cowards.
Yeah, let's go. No,
let's go. Gimli.
Gimli.
Gosh.
Yeah, Gimli.
All right.
Okay,
so, mine
you
stays.
You maintained your crown. Yeah.
So, hold on.
You have my neurotoxin.
Hold on. What? So, I know.
My neurotoxin.
And my Glock.
Okay, now we're listening to Mavis Staples, Anytime. This is a new single. I thought Mavis Staples was dead.
Hey, can we play Caramel Dancing again?
Hold on. Is Mavis Staples dead? Wait, so Tolstoy.
Whoa.
I know the rules dictate that you are, as the champion, someone else, like, challenges you.
Yeah.
And then you fight someone else. But for the sake of increased audience participation, should we have two new people fight?
Yes, we should. Actually,
tournament.
I'll fight next.
Okay.
Wow, that first one took a while, though, didn't it?
Oh, my God.
All right, we got to go faster.
We had to go
faster. Oh, that's true.
We should set up. I'll take a timer up.
All right, one for each.
Yeah.
Like, how about 5 minutes?
All right.
5 minutes, we have to vote.
Well, five minutes after the introduction.
Yes, you're right. I'm setting it up right now.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
Alex is going, and someone else.
I'll go.
Sure. All right. Here are your character cards.
Okay. So I pick one character card and one
attribute.
And then you're going to get one randomly.
And yeah. I have to use that one.
One character, one attribute.
Here is your random one. Don't flip it yet. And do we want to just draw a random one for Chris?
This is your random right here.
Okay.
Are we allowed to show our cards to people who aren't participating, even if you're not picking them because they'd be funny?
Only if they're funny, but not for advisory.
Oh, yeah. Jen.
I need the song, Rose.
This would be really funny.
Okay, y'all, this
worked
out
pretty well. Oh, yeah, no,
you're good. He'd never be able to stop, doing his...
Wait, did you see your random?
Yeah, his hunger strike. He just go on his hunger strike.
Do it, dog.
Yes, no, I already have...
I know which one.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was really funny.
Wait, we have background music. This is why we have background.
That's okay. It's very flavorful.
Yeah, this is background. Okay.
Okay, these are the discard ones.
I think we're good.
It's going to be a joy to listen to.
Do you want to hear what song is
okay.
It's Mavis Staples.
Well, you know
which
us.
Is very good.
Those millions of listeners.
I thought she was dead too. Wait, is Mavis Staples dead?
I was thinking Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
Let's see. Okay.
All right. Wait. Do we have our super fight teams?
I like her haircut.
No, she's such a wonderful musician.
Oh, it's Chris.
She looks
you're
very
up against.
Wholesome.
Oh no,
Chris.
She's alive.
All right. Yeah, in one ready. Corner,
why do
we
you
have
think she's dead?
Alex Blue. Arsenal, and in the other corner we have Chris.
Just gave out,
full
name.
Stop giving out people's names. Just stop.
True.
The FCC has to be honored.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Now the FCC
as long
can
as
hire a hitman on me.
John Cyril Malloy IV, I've not forgiven you, and I hope the FCC agents find
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh okay. God. So I have a samurai with super endurance who is radioactive.
Right. Oh no.
So okay. Sekiro.
We have the samurai up against Mikasa from what I assume is Attack on Titan.
Yes.
Mikasa also happens to be lawful good. She's pretty in time with her character.
Yeah.
But she also happens to be chaotic evil.
Wait, no way.
So we have a character who has conflicting personalities.
You're just
right
a paradox. It's true neutral. You explode and I win.
I guess that's true neutral.
Personality disorder?
Yeah.
You're a paradox. You explode and I win.
No.
Hey, a paradox of the mind.
No, I think multiple personalities
is the way to go here.
That's very anime.
Okay.
Hey, well,
would
I did
you,
pick
would
Mika,
we say lawful
so.
Good until like bodily threatened, like until like.
So that's
injured.
Actually pretty accurate to the show when
that's
it
true.
Kind of went. Wait, did you see it for season three?
I have not seen season three. I've only seen the first two.
The show
seasons. No, you know what? I think I
bonkers.
Have seen season three.
It's bonkers.
Is season three the one? Well, no, I don't want to give out any spoilers.
No,
Dog,
give it up.
It's they so just... far past cultural relevance.
But like, it's so I have, hey, I've got super endurance.
That's pretty hot.
But and a big old sword because I'm a samurai.
But I'm a hot anime chick who also has a sword.
You that's
who,
very
who has two swords, like who has like a bajillion swords.
Do you have super endurance? Oh, I don't wait, think no, so. I can no, just keep dodging all day long.
Too wait, fast, too quick. Yeah, you can fly.
I can fly as long as there's stuff to grapple to.
I'm radioactive. I can poison you. You're dead in like 30 years.
Let's find location.
That might hurt you too.
I'm assuming if I'm radioactive, it's a Spider-Man scenario and I'm not going to die.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so Spider-Man is kind of the whole like 3D movie figure.
Okay,
is kinda
no. What's the
what is
on,
the
Rose,
spaceship?
I think we need to shuffle these ones.
What is the spaceship?
They're all
Bebop?
Anime, so it's
a spaceship. What?
It's a spaceship Bebop.
Is that from
Hell
Cowboy
yeah?
Bebop?
From Cowboy Bebop.
That's Cowboy yes. Bebop. Bebop.
We're on a spaceship. Oh, I'm floating too.
I don't think my Spidey powers are gonna come in.
Okay,
spaceship.
I don't know the people in the.
No, I don't know. It could like crawl through the vents or something.
Okay, this is a good one. Everybody, you ready? All right. Here's the situations. All fighters have a crush on rhinoceros.
That kind of seems irrelevant.
That seems very
we can now we each have a battle rhinoceros, though.
No, rhinoceros isn't here.
We're fighting
we
just, for the love of
oh,
rhinoceros.
Yeah, we're fighting.
I thought.
You're fighting each other, and you just happen to have a crush
rhinoceros.
On a rhinoceros.
I feel like
you have a crush on rhinoceros.
Okay.
Still stuck on Aaron.
We met on a rhinoceros dating app, and we found out we catfished each other by pretending we were rhinos.
Okay.
And now we're fighting for it.
But
that's all right.
But I am radioactive. How radioactive it doesn't say, so I could kill you in like 5 minutes just by like you being around me enough. Like the elephant's foot, except
I don't
guess
know,
maybe rhinoceros foot.
Like pretty
yeah,
quick.
I was gonna say the rhinoceros.
You could also
would you hang on,
that.
Is the same right into the
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you.
Oh no.
Blue, have you seen Attack on Titan?
I've seen episode one. I know how the 3D maneuver gear works. I don't know this character from Adam.
Well, oh, she's
I'd
overpowered.
Say, I'd say
she's the
most probably
overpowered
the
human.
Most. Yeah, I'd say she's probably the most OP character.
Would you say she's the most
no, not. But I have super endurance.
Yes.
Now, so that
now,
means I'm overpowered
season three
too.
Made it so it's dummy like. thick, powerful.
Dummy.
God.
Dummy thing.
But yeah, I've got super endurance, so technically I'm overpowered too.
No one in that village is thick. They're all malnourished.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm gonna have to rely on my faith in the weeaboos out
there.
We're
probably gonna have to vote.
Alabama Shakes with Boys and when, Girls, and then now we're listening to Anderson .Paak, Make It Better featuring Smokey Robinson.
Wait, we do need
how
a
much,
name
how much time
samurai.
Do we have left before we vote?
Like, we have... Like, let's see, where are you? Come on, show
like
me that.
Like, negative 1 minute.
Negative?
Wait, we say, have 2 minutes.
I don't think your super endurance will come in handy if you just keep getting sliced up via the neck.
Super endurance! I can just keep dodging till the cows come home.
Well,
you're a normal samurai.
Yeah, you are a normal samurai.
That is pretty
good. I'm radioactive!
Would a lawful good need to take out a samurai?
Yeah.
Well, we already established that they want to kill each other.
Yeah, because now it's not...
Well, here it is. Mikasa is typically lawful good. Actually, in her actual character. But whenever Eren Yeager is threatened, she goes all, like, berserk.
Yeah.
Eren Yeager, famously nicknamed the Rhinoceros. Exactly.
Yes.
God. You are a liar and a fraud.
It is
Titan okay,
form,
no,
absolutely.
But okay, we need to vote.
Yeah.
We have actually... Well, we can stop... We can stop early 1 minute early.
Sure.
Why not? Okay. Boink.
All right. Votes in.
Votes
for
in.
Samurai. Votes
dang
in
it.
For Mikasa.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the weeaboos out there who supported me.
Very,
I'd
very
like to
strong.
Thank my family.
The
problem is,
so
the
anime
problem is Mikasa is an anime character, and anime characters are inherently overpowered.
Well, like the ones that we're pulling, not the girls dressed up, the bears dressed up as girls in a high school. We haven't gotten to that one yet.
We almost drew Haruhi.
I don't know, just,
but
yeah,
I was
Haruhi
thinking,
would be too much.
Yeah.
Haruhara.
No.
This is
no. Oh, by the way, it's halftime. We need a PSA. Who wants to do a PSA? I want to do a PSA.
Oh,
here.
Yes.
All right.
Blue.
There's a computer one.
Remember to drink your
Ovaltine.
Really
funny. No.
That's a reference no one's going to understand.
Oh, have you seen Circle Teen? It's a very good
video.
Oh
my god, that video is hysterical.
Now, who's next?
I can go next.
Us too.
Yep. Sure.
Okay, go. You know the drill.
Okay, are we doing the PSA first?
Yes. Yeah. What, have you found it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, go for it. As they're deliberating, you'll read it off.
Today's PSA is called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. And if you don't use it, consider covering it up. ... A message from the public interest from WoofMo in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh my god.
WoofMo!
WoofMo!
The classic supporting paranoia. 12-year-old omeglers everywhere.
Oh my god.
No. I just love the ... at the end. It's like someone could be watching you. ... It's like
wink. Oh man, I haven't thought about omegle in a while.
Fun fact, I have a good friend David knows.
Our housemate. He has been on omegle recently.
Oh.
He's very entranced with the population on there. He says that you have to, you know, you find your fair share of male genitalia.
There we go.
He was on there on 420, so.
Yeah. I always like the posts about like one Spider-Man meeting another Spider-Man because people want to be goofy on it and they're both dressed up as Spider-Man and it's like the meme. That's always funny.
Perfect. Okay. They're just sitting there pointing at each other.
Pretty much. Well, somebody met Gerard Way on there or something, allegedly.
That feels very much like rumor, and I like it.
Well, I am
you
ready.
Met him in the chat.
I am ready whenever you are.
What's that?
I'm deliberating. I think I'm good.
Okay. Draw your extra attribute.
Okay. I haven't even looked at it yet. I want to surprise myself.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. And go.
Now we're listening to JPEG Mafia, The Who featuring AOS, new single.
All right. We've got Abraham Lincoln, armed with an enchanted glaive, who throws 200-mile-per-hour fastballs. Now, anyone who was around last Saturday, time is fake, may recognize...
2 Saturdays ago.
...that I've built Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh,
okay.
All right, oh here we go.
Okay, here we go. I've got Gandalf, who is armed with a sadness ray, and who also is being carried by Hodor.
You have to beat Gandalf twice.
Who's Hodor?
First you have to beat Gandalf the White, then you gotta beat Gandalf the White.
He is a Game of Thrones character who is very strong, but he only says Hodor.
Yeah.
He's strong, you have to beat two people now.
Pretty much. By Jen's logic, I have to beat three because Gandalf will come. Is it White Gandalf or Grey Gandalf right now?
I don't know what the difference is.
He's Gandalf the
Gandalf
the gay.
We're in
Gandalf. It just says Gandalf.
Okay.
Should we give the benefit of the doubt and say White Gandalf?
No, but he's also basically an angel.
He is an angel.
He's armed with a sadness ray, so he makes you very sad.
Abraham Lincoln's sad.
That's true. He's angsty as heck.
Wait, we've got Abraham Lincoln versus Gandalf again.
It's just Gandalf versus Abraham Lincoln.
Stop pushing the gay agenda, Jen.
Hey, I will. Hey, speaking of which, Tegan and Sarah. Oh no, now it's 90s vibe classic lounge lo-fi mix.
Pushing the gay agenda. Okay, I will. Back to another PSA.
My argument is that it's Gandalf.
I mean, my argument is that it's Abraham Lincoln.
Does Gandalf
come? Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is a normal
Gandalf
human.
Gandalf keeps coming back after he dies, though. Does Abraham Lincoln do that?
Does Abraham Lincoln come with his magic?
No.
He's well, not yet. Not yet. We don't know.
Abraham, honey, we're gonna be late to the theater. Ba-da-bum.
Oh yeah, wait, no, where is this taking place? Is it a theater? Because if so, okay. Abraham will immediately lose.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry to say.
That one.
New one. Okishima Island is like an island from Battle Royale.
It's the Battle Royale Island.
That could be anywhere. That's already where I'm envisioning these fights.
As in Fortnite?
Battle Royale is in Battle Royale, the original Battle Royale.
Yeah, like an island. It's basically
now,
an island.
Now, okay, I do have a situation for y'all if you're ready.
Okay.
It's a fangirl stampede. Now, they are going to go after the pop culture icons, but they'll trample Abraham Lincoln in the way, I think.
Abraham Lincoln survived that horse stampede.
We're talking about
long legs. You can.
You have real true. Abraham Lincoln.
I reject
not
reality.
Abraham Lincoln.
Wait, no, hang on, guys, y'all. We all have to decide right now. Are we talking about real Abraham Lincoln or Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Oh,
Abraham Lincoln.
We're talking about real Grandolph.
We should do this right here.
That doesn't answer the question.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm specked into Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. He has the Enchanted Glaive, which is his silver axe. He can throw 200-mile-per-hour fastballs, which is...
This is all over.
So is he
going
to use that to throw the glaive?
Yes.
What if he misses? Or what if he just hits Hodor?
It is 200 miles an hour.
Hodor is a very large target.
Hodor is the side of the barn. Like,
yeah, you're going to hit Hodor, but Gandalf will be fine. And then just he'll use his Gandalf powers to kill you.
Yeah, Gandalf is extremely
You make a compelling
also,
argument.
Also, I feel like Hodor could wade through the fangirl army.
Oh, and, Gandalf has a sadness ray, so he sadnesses
I was going to say, I don't think that we've seen the sadness ray in action yet.
Well, he sadnesses the fangirls and keeps them there.
You guys got 1 minute.
The wizards in Lord of the Rings don't actually have, like, super explicit magic beam powers, though. Like, the most Saruman ever did was send a cold wind.
That's actually fair.
Hold on, are we assuming that Gandalf comes with his wizardry?
Well, he's
he doesn't have wizardry. He's like an angel, and he's chill and omniscient.
Oh, he
but
does
like,
have a ring of power, though.
He's got those cool little fireworks.
The rings of power just convince you that they are powerful.
Wait, hang on. Does he have a ring?
Yes, he does.
He does have a ring? Okay, okay.
I don't know anything about
ring,
Gandalf.
Though. No, he doesn't have the ring.
He just has a ring.
They're like,
he's engaged. He's engaged.
To who?
Patrick Stewart.
To Grandalf.
to Grandalf. Okay.
They're pushing the gay agenda.
So
Grandalf the gay.
Yes, vote.
Okay. My favorite Lord of the Rings.
So who votes for Abraham Lincoln?
Nope.
Rough.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I am going to have to vote for
Gandalf.
Yeah,
Gandalf's Abraham Lincoln's on the wall over there behind Patrick.
Oh, it's true, he's crying. Oh no.
Everyone on this wall is crying blood, and it's like...
He's been hit by his own ray of sadness.
There's a colossal titan over there.
No, Gandalf
won't
throw his
head. Ooh.
Yeah. So that's two of our things that have shown up.
Where?
Here.
Over there. Else.
Well, no, we haven't had Colossal Titan. We haven't had Bertolt. Well, we had, Attack on Titan show up, which is honestly coincidence enough. True. Yeah, we have a pretty big deck. And I keep getting more and more.
Ooh, you are so close. All right.
Okay,
all right,
Patrick, who do you want to fight?
Patrick, who are you fighting?
Should I... Pick
well, because all of us have now gone.
Yeah, so just
pick your opponent.
I want to fight Rose.
Dun dun dun.
Oh my god,
do we do the song?
Which one?
Song?
You know the one.
The song.
Oh yes.
Is it All Star by Smash Mouth?
No, it's Square Up, right?
I'm turning the volume down.
We are taking advantage of Safe Harbor hours.
Yes, we are. Woohoo!
Can you not play this on normal hours?
Oh no.
Absolutely not.
What?
No, Square Up you cannot.
You cannot play. I don't even
It is full of
you take three or three, right?
Three and three.
Okay, remember guys, this
three?
Is Zach Fox with Square Up produced by Kenny Beats.
There you go.
Here it is.
Rose.
Pump the levels.
I do not yet. 1 minute. Square up.
You gotta
turn it up.
You gotta turn it up a little bit.
Okay.
Bump that music.
Here? That good?
Yeah.
More monitor? Can we get more?
That's looking fine. I need to tank the mics up a little bit.
I think this is good. I'm set up. I just need my random one.
Okay.
So I'll take my random one. I'm not gonna look at it.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I've had Gasolina by Daddy.
I have a pretty good kind of it's pretty.
Okay.
Dural.
Okay, I have mine.
Okay. Do you want to go first or shall I?
I need a random attribute actually. I'll put this buddy.
A random attribute.
I need a random attribute.
Dun 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 dun.
Let's find out.
Who's revealing first?
I'll reveal first.
Okay.
Wonderful. Queen of the fairies.
Okay.
Can take of the form of anything water-based.
Wait, water-based?
Water-based.
Okay.
And turns into a zodiac animal when hugged.
Okay.
This is a fruits basket reference if anyone's familiar.
Yeah,
so this is technically the Chinese zodiac.
Okay.
Which zodiac animal? We have to decide this now.
What?
When all of them. Some, it depends. It's like every time she gets hugged. It's like.
And Fruits Basket is a very specific
dragon.
One per character.
Oh, dragon.
Well, no, it would be whatever would be aquatic.
Oh yeah,
oh, Aquarius, so either or Pisces.
So fish or water.
No, I know, no. Is there an aquatic?
My favorite zodiac symbol, water.
It has to be part of the lunar.
Rat. It's rat, so that we can move forward.
No. Dragon.
Rat was sort of. No, ox was the most aquatic. Because rat jumped on ox.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah, it's gotta be ox.
Okay, ox.
It's
gotta be ox.
Okay. I remember Sasha beside these cat.
Okay.
That's good. Now we're doing skin shape.
Wait,
I didn't
cool.
know.
Cool. Ignored. Love that. Fantastic.
It bothers me.
Ignored. Are you love touching that. It? Fantastic.
Yeah, well, because I started touching it before.
Don't touch
cool.
me.
Cool.
Okay, so are we good?
I'm
on. What's
all right.
the...
So I have two bears disguised as humans.
Yes!
50 of them.
Wait, so 100
bears. That's 100 bears. It's 100 bears.
Carrying a fairy in a bottle.
Oh, and you're fighting the queen of the fairies?
Wait, so that's 200 bears.
I am a hostage.
Hang on, no, that's 200 bears. Because what? A fairy in a bottle is a refill on your life in Legend of Zelda. That's 100, that's 200 bears.
Well, I think I only have one fairy in a bottle.
Oh, okay, that's
even with 100 bears. Even with 100
bears. No, wait. And a hostage, yeah.
So this is a Yuri Kuma Arashi reference,
yeah,
by the way. If anyone is not familiar with like the best anime ever made.
I don't even know how
I
to
think
Google
you're forgetting
that.
Baki part
what?
Two.
What?
I think you're forgetting Baki part two.
No, I'm not.
Where you applied.
Lesbian Bear Storm, fight me.
Okay.
Oh my god. I am
I think 101 bears with a hostage wins. I
but this is the queen of the fairies.
Aww.
Can she just release all
wait,
the fairies?
Wait, she
just
turned into water. And then the bears can't do anything.
Yeah, but what she's gonna do?
The water.
They can drink the water.
And then she can turn back and explode the
bear. Oh, actually, that's good.
No, she's in 100 separated bears.
Yeah,
how's she
gonna
reform?
I was gonna say, yeah, I was gonna say.
She's gonna be digested and turned into urine.
Hey, that's aquatic. That's a water-based substance.
I was gonna say,
you're so far from
any back. And it's just in different chunks and different bears.
That's not a winning.
And then the bears are full.
She could turn herself into urine to start with.
That's
okay.
Terrifying.
Because that's water-based.
That puts the fear of God in me.
The only way out for Rose I see here is using, like, fairy charm powers to charm the woodland creatures, i.e. 200 bears.
Hey, wait. Actually, I think basically Fairy Queen Virgin Mary solves the whole problem in the end of Yuri Kuma Arashi, so we might
I
be able to
don't even know.
What does that sentence mean?
Wait.
What did you just say?
Did you say the Judeo-Christian Virgin Mary solves the lesbian bear problem?
Oh, yeah, and that was also, like, the main character's kind of girlfriend before she gets with the main girlfriend.
Wait, stop.
I love
like
this.
The actual Mary.
This
Virgin
sounds like
Mary?
The title to a Chuck
it's
Tingle
It's basically
novel.
The Virgin Mary.
Basically.
Yeah.
Now, wait, we do have to discern. Is this, like, a grizzly bear, or is this, like, a bear in the gay community?
Now, do you, no, do you actually
what
want to
bear
see?
Is
they're actual bears.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actual
like
bears.
Like grizzly bears.
They wouldn't be
they
disguised as humans.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Because
they
okay.
eat girls?
Yes. No,
they
wait,
do.
They eat girls?
In Yuri Kuma Arashi, yes. Here's what the bears look like.
Wait,
they're tiny.
No. Hang on.
Well,
they're
I don't
little,
think these are those kind
wait,
of bears.
Wait, Rose,
so like
I thought this was a different show. Let me see.
Here,
I don't think
let
those are the bears that are in this fight. I think these are grizzly bears.
Is yeah. it Yuri?
Grizzly
like,
bears is the
Yuri?
First bear, I
no,
thought.
No, but
of.
See, the card is pink text, which means it's
it's a Yuri Kuma Arashi reference.
It would specify from that show, though.
No, it wouldn't.
No,
they have a One Punch Man one.
You get Haruhi from Haruhi's
yeah, but
Yuzumiya,
it says
but
the
and,
name.
And there's a bunch of Haruhis. It's no Haruhi Fujioka. Let me tell you that.
Either way, there's still 100 of them.
There
even
are 100
bears.
Even bears.
Yeah. At best case scenario.
So here's what the bears look like.
Let me see. Well, okay, but that's still not exactly like great.
Now we're listening to Kelly Clarkson.
We're also forgetting this fairy in a bottle. Will the queen of fairies
fairy
want to
bottle,
engage
baby.
With these 100 bears?
Yeah, she would try to release them all. I feel like she'd be more motivated than anything.
Wait.
I was thinking it was like a hostage.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
a hostage
situation. Like,
that's true. Would that force her to
like,
forfeit?
Well, I mean, like, my vote is set. Wait, we need a location and
here?
A situation.
Are these bears enough to use this fairy in a bottle as
location.
Leverage?
Here we
I
go.
I mean,
yeah.
they're smart enough to disguise themselves.
They're sentient
oh,
in
that's
this
true.
One, too.
You ready? You
yep.
ready?
Ready.
All fighters have an impeccable sense of honor.
Okay. The location.
Ooh, then the hostage thing gets. Yeah.
I think because you might sacrifice yourself to free the fairy.
Oh. But that's also true.
This is very relevant. It is in an all-girls high school.
Wait, that's so much food
for
the bears.
That's so good.
These bears are well-fed and high in nourishment.
Well, they infiltrate the all-girls school in the show.
Oh my god! Wait a second. So that means that
and
you don't know which ones
huge.
Are the actual.
Yeah, you don't know.
The
more this goes on, the more.
But would they really use deception for honor because they're honorable?
But they are. It's literally it's in their card.
Yeah,
that
that's true.
Disguised.
Do we want to?
Let's vote.
Do you want to call it?
I'm set to vote. You ready?
Yeah,
ready.
Let's do it.
All right, votes for the Bears.
Bears!
Bears take it.
Every round so far has been a clean sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because every round so far has been decisive.
This song is
popping. Thank
you. Fire song.
Oh yeah.
When did this song come out?
Early
2000s.
It came out in year two.
It did come out.
It was written to celebrate the birth
year
of Jesus.
18. 2 years later.
Yep.
Let's find out. Since
Kelly Clarkson, Jesus is a cool dude. I'm a little late. Let me write a banger song. Maybe they'll forgive
After
me.
Kelly Clarkson. All right.
2004.
She was supposed to show up to the nativity, but was a few
okay. So who's up next?
Who's up next?
Everyone's gone.
I can go again.
I'll go
against Jed because we were a couple of the ones who went next.
Sure. Okay. All right.
My chorus just hit.
Oh, it's such a
good
song.
Oh my god, this song was like a song from my childhood. I can't actually hear it, but I see the lyrics.
I know this song from Dance Dance Revolution.
That's a great way to know it.
When I was a little kid, had Dance Dance Revolution. This song was on there.
I love the theme of this year's burlesque show.
You're kidding.
It was DDR Max 2.
I might have actually had that game.
I still need the black cards too.
I had it on the Wii with the mat thing.
We had that for
gym.
And
also give me a random and I won't look at it.
I was really bad at it. I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty bad. I could pass a song on medium difficulty and I was proud of myself.
I was okay. I was a kid.
Y'all remember, I don't know, I had a friend named Duncan who is Duncan's perfect. He went into the Navy, was the most athletic kid at our school, and I smoked him in DDR, and it was the only time anyone has bested him in any sort of physical competition. It was incredible.
Wow.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, you ready? Do you want to be the first one to come up with your thing?
I have the Knights Who Say Nee, leading an army of brainwashed cultists, and wielding a heavy sack of gold.
All right, you ready?
Does that mean they all have sacks of gold, or it's
no,
just the
just
head one?
It says, just the knights.
Oh, it does say a sack, singular.
Oh, they're all wielding the one sack.
Yes.
Okay. I have Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yes!
Yes!
He just drank 5 energy drinks and is armed with Iocane powder.
What's Iocane powder?
It's from
Princess Bride. It's a poison.
It is a tasteless, colorless,
odorless
poison.
Oh my god, so it's basically Chaos Max Dragon, the Blue Eyes monster, right?
This
one. Ritual summoning, 4,000 attack, defense, piercing damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, that's 100% right. I was thinking of Blue Eyes Cyber Dragon, Blue Eyes Cyber Ultimate. No, I think that fits better.
Exodia! Yeah.
Exodia!
Nice reference. I would have never thought to reference Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay, but I have an army.
But I'm a dragon that drank energy drinks.
We have an Aryan dragon that's souped up.
You gave yourself a heart attack.
So this is actually the most even match we've had.
25 hours of energy.
You gave yourself a heart attack.
I don't know. Blue Eyes White Dragon can only attack once per turn.
Ooh.
That's true.
Is that not how monsters?
Can I throw the gold? Can I throw the sack of gold to distract you?
If you attack a creature in Yu-Gi-Oh! And you have less power, then you just... You take the damage.
Yeah, but there's no controller.
Oh, we also had Steve. I didn't know from the album.
The Knights Who Say Nee are not using their cultists as their monsters, are they?
Are they not using them as an army? No, we've explicitly
said. It says leading an army.
Leading an army.
You're making it worse for yourself.
This is literally the Crusades.
They're going to take so much damage from the recoil from Blue Eyes. From attacking Blue Eyes.
I don't know. I
throw the sack of gold to distract the dragon.
I don't know. Does that mean Kaiba's here?
Otherwise, Kaiba would have been taken out years ago.
I don't know any of the things that
I don't know. They're knights.
Right,
they are. Where? They are specifically designed to slay dragons.
You know that is fair. Where are we fighting? Wait, where are we fighting? What's happening? Where are we fighting?
Knights were made to destroy dragons.
This is so undescriptive.
Wait, we're fighting in a fantasy video game world.
So,
okay, final destination. Knights are designed to fight dragons.
Yeah, now knights are designed to slay dragons.
Final destination.
The sexual tension is just unbearable.
Okay.
Not a good thing to say.
Just sort of, the dragon just sort of gives a little bit of a wink.
Before attacking with white lightning attack.
Lemon demon now.
With white lightning attack,
Knights are trained to fight dragons in this universe. Are they prepared to fight blue-eyes white dragons? It's not just any old dragon.
Blue-eyes white dragon, though, isn't the most powerful dragon.
Yeah.
Actually, concerning his blue eyes, he has had a much higher risk to develop cataracts later in life.
But this is dragon.
I mean, it depends how old blue-eyes white dragon. Might not be able to
I love that so much.
I think we're assuming they're both.
No, that's the one from Monster Prom.
Yeah,
wait,
that's
no,
Monster Prom.
It's Dragon's Lust is the one.
Dragon's
from,
Lust?
Lucky Penny.
She's never gonna respond.
I know.
I don't know. Dragon's Lust. Yeah, that's very fun.
We're making fun because Jen
it's
says
so
words
fun the like eighth time that you bring up
tonight
the way that I say dragon tonight when I've got blue eyes white dragon and it's just drank the energy drinks and it's gone out here.
And this round is just dragging on.
Hey, oh my god, we're listening to Touchtone Telephone.
Yes, we are.
It's a good song.
It is and
a good
you're song. Listening to WMFO 91.5
no,
in Medford.
We're like, wait 15 seconds and then
no, it's 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, wait.
5 minutes.
And 15 seconds,
yeah. Yeah, in 6 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, but all right.
Who wins?
So are we set to vote?
Let's
are
vote.
We set to vote, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Ready, set. Who's going to vote for Blue Eyes?
I'm gonna vote for Blue Eyes.
We have three votes.
Three votes for Blue Eyes, and
Who's voting for the Knights? Miguel, who are you voting for?
It's irrelevant.
Just
vote anyway. Who do you vote for?
Knights.
Okay.
Woo! I actually got some votes this time.
So we actually got something close for
once. The high fantasy kind of, the high fantasy world kind of did it for me because knights in fantasy world are very experienced as like dragons.
Yeah, but this isn't just any old run-of-the-mill dragon.
It is the Chaos Max dragon at this point.
It's souped up on five hour energy. Yeah.
I still hold that the dragon had a heart attack before the fart start. The fart. I said fart.
Before the fart started.
The fight started.
Okay.
We have time for like another round.
One more?
Yeah.
Another round.
I can go.
Yeah,
David
goes.
For it.
I can go.
Versus, okay. Oh my god, this could tear apart the,
Yes,
oh hey,
excellent
David
dramatic
David.
Tension working, Chen.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Delivery.
Which one of them
Patrick,
is
Patrick, I'm so glad you're my friend.
Don't you cherish my friendship
oh,
and love
someone
and support?
Yeah, do you want one of each, cards. Or which cards, like what sort of setup do you want? I'm going to give you two from this one and one from that one.
Oh, you just absolutely screwed him over.
I know.
Jen, if I lose, I'm going to blame you.
That's like valid.
Who's
but,
making
like,
a heel turn?
How many?
All right, who would it have been?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, well, all right.
Okay, I have selected my fighter.
That's
okay.
Just me, no.
I was going to say, yeah, this is both of us.
Yeah.
What is, let me see
it's
it.
Just, it's XJ9 is what it is, or Miku.
Oh, yeah.
XJ9 was a good girl.
I'm never wrong.
XJ9 was such a good character.
So good.
Right, I love it.
My Life as a Teenage
Robot
was
teenage
like
robot.
My favorite.
I've never seen that show,
definitely
but I should because it like seems on my
being
out.
Trans.
Hey,
I'm sticking to it. No, for real. She didn't like her.
Can I fight, please?
What?
Can I fight, please?
Yes.
That's the point. Yeah, we have 10 minutes left. Eight minutes left.
10 minutes left.
Yeah, okay.
We
so here we go.
Minutes.
Okay, I've got the Terminator, who has Hobbit stealth.
Oh!
And is also trapped in a potato sack.
What? Wait, no, but he's so stealthy.
I might not even know he's in the potato sack.
They think he's potato.
Yeah, I don't think Hobbit stealth is just infinite stealth.
You just let him show up to the ring. Hang on, wait, Chris, you just show up to the ring and you're like, where's my opponent?
Okay.
I like this a lot.
All right, so my fighter is a pyromancer.
Ooh. Is this Scream? Is this song called War of Brains?
No, it's Feel the Power in Your Soul.
I see a thing that says War of Brains. I'm so okay,
that's
yeah.
a game.
All right, so my fighter is a pyromancer wearing boots of levitation, who is also is friend to all animals.
Aww.
Okay.
Is it friend
okay.
to potato sack? You can't do anything.
Well, the first thing I do is cut myself out.
You're trapped.
Yeah, but well, I no, free yeah, myself.
I think that, you can get free from start a potato sack.
Yeah.
I think he can.
Isn't it so good?
But wait, are you not going to try to hide for a little
bit? But the pyromancer has an attack of opportunity, guys.
Yeah. As a pyromancer, I can burn you in the sack.
That's I'm a death true. Robot. I am immune to
well,
fire.
No, yeah,
there are
say,
shots
no,
in the Terminator where he walks out of the fire.
Lava. That's true.
You've fallen into
but
lava
one,
and like
yeah, one of the Terminators.
This is now feel the power yeah. on your soul.
One of the Terminators did die to
and we were just listening to touch
lava.
To telephone.
Is yeah, but you're a pyromancer, not a lava.
The album is
Chris. Chris,
he didn't. I might have lava.
He didn't die. He like we see his like. Raised thumb like he's like giving a thumbs up and then he sinks into the lava and then we see him again in Terminator 2.
That wasn't Terminator 2.
We see him in Terminator 2.
That was at the
3.
End of Terminator 2.
Hang on. Yeah.
Important
see,
question is Vish Schwarzenegger or T2
Wait, hang on.
It just says Terminator,
oh my God,
so probably Schwarzenegger.
Okay. There's another one. Oh my God.
Another
oh my
one.
God.
What have we found? Hang on. That doesn't give us or your listeners any information.
They're so good!
Oh,
one of them's basically Roger.
Puppy. What are you talking about?
Where did that come from?
Hang on, wait, Rose, you showed me this exact card before.
Ah! Let me look.
It's a puppy. No,
it's a puppy. It's a cyber puppy.
Someone who is levitating, who can fly
basically,
around.
He has guns.
Puppy. Yeah, he's guns.
It's puppy. It's like the okay, so I'm basically a very small
okay,
man.
Actually, no, okay. Fair enough. So does Schwarzenegger
I'm
have built-in guns,
I'm
or
puppy.
Does he just carry
that's
a bunch
that's
around?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Does he have arm guns?
Okay, let's
I don't
vote.
Think he has
vote.
Guns, so.
He'll throw a rocket. Sanic level speeds.
Sanic.
Oh, Sanic if anything's speed. Going Sanic speed, that's gonna leave a mark.
I hey guys, well, reminder: I'm this a, has I'm been the Small all. Cactus Radio Hours Super Special Fight Special
Wait,
Super Fight
together.
Episode.
We should say it together. You
okay,
ready, everybody.
No,
all right.
No.
All right. We're gonna say this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you're listening to. You said
I
you're
yeah.
Ready?
Stain.
Here we
okay.
go. Three, two, one.
This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Midford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think we lost it on the WMFO. That's fine. That's enough. WMFO Medford. All right, just reminding.
WMFO
91,
Medford. WMFO
91.5.
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform
Wait,
Radio.
Where?
91.5. Woofmo.
Woofmo.
It's not pork actually radio. Spelled like Wait. That. We just got in a habit, guys.
Did you say pork radio?
Pork radio.
Pork radio. Okay,
yeah.
So right. I was going to say my pyromancer is a friend to all animals, so anything related to Sanic would be on my side.
Yes. But Santa
no,
gets a human woman.
It's just
okay.
an analogy. It's just an analogy.
That's such a reach.
We're living in a fantasy
oh my
world.
God.
Even
you
even analogies.
You will not befriend the rock
the
as it is hurtling towards your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, situation
Actually,
and location.
No, we're ending on this one.
Okay.
All right, situation,
okay.
you ready?
Okay, the location is school roof.
All the fighters are inside giant mecha cute girl robots.
Oh my
wait,
god.
All fighters have to draw a random character card.
What?
So each of you draw a random character card and that's your mecha.
My mecha is Piccolo.
Oh my god.
Wait, which one do you
Is it like as in from Dragon Ball or as in the instrument?
From Dragon
Both.
Ball.
From Dragon Ball.
My mech is Helen Keller.
No. Oh, dear.
Oh,
no.
It might be a little tough to see out of the robot and get a little sense of my surroundings.
There's no UI.
No UI.
You just get in and the door closes and that's it.
You can't get out. You can't wiggle and wriggle its arms and legs around.
Oh,
you just
so
don't
sad.
Know what they're doing.
Hey,
that's
okay,
true.
Should
okay,
we,
hang on.
Should we
vote? Miguel, where are we?
Although I am a friend to all animals, can
Miguel,
I get a seeing eye dog mech?
God, please.
Seeing eye dog robot. Wait, you guys are also on the school roof.
That's true.
So the first thing that happens is we fall through the roof.
No,
because
the first
we're,
thing
yeah.
happens
is you struggle to get into your Piccolo mech because you're in a potato sack.
No, I cut myself out of the sack
okay.
to find myself in the cockpit of a Piccolo mech.
Actually fair. Vote.
Final battle.
For the pyromancer and the Helen Keller man?
You know, okay. Before you guys vote, I have to say Helen Keller is an inspiration, and voting against her would mean a big detriment to the deaf and blind communities. Anyway, so everyone can go vote.
Okay.
Good luck. Good luck, everyone. Let's have a nice, clean, fair fight.
Who votes for the pyromancer?
I do.
I mean, the pyromancer.
Wait, not pyromancer. Wait, who do you have again?
I have the Terminator.
No, I have the Terminator. I have the Terminator in the Piccolo mech.
Oh, I've heard of the Terminator.
Chris has the Pyromancer and the Helen Keller mech.
Wait, what's the last thing in
I vote for Terminator.
Your thing? It's potato sack and what else?
Hobbit stealth.
Oh, right.
Which is irrelevant at this point.
Oh, can y'all help me pass some of the stacks
the
back
mech has
so we
Hobbit
get time
stealth.
For... Okay. So okay. I have time to get everything back.
Yeah, so who votes for the Terminator in the Piccolo?
Yeah, separate black and white cards.
I think everyone votes for the
does
Terminator.
Does it matter if they're from what expansion they're from?
No, that doesn't matter.
I would vote for the Terminator.
Dodge! I don't think a Helen Keller mech's
Thank you guys very much for coming and playing for this annual Super Fight Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Hey, Jen. Is it annual?
It's now the second year.
You know, that's great.
That is great. We're hopefully going to keep up with this.
As a long-time listener of this show,
I don't need luck.
I'm happy to be able to finally meet the crew. And
I'm so happy you came. This is very good.
I offer my own.
I'm glad you came. They'll probably get their oxen. We have our all set up. Even I did the station. You might want to update Chris but here we go. We got people in the station.
Can we turn off the mics?
No, probably not, because I want to keep the dead air from happening.
Oh, fair, fair.
Let's see, and...
This is very loud.
All right, can you put this puppy,
This is good radio.
What?
This is
going to
be a tight squeeze.
This will be a tight squeeze. I think that actually we're going to have to
good radio
actually
content.
Put as many attribute cards in here as possible. I'm going to start eating this into the... all right, perfect. Rose is going to start eating the cards now. That's my job.
Sponsored by Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave Club.
The show is sponsored by Squarespace.
No.
Build it beautiful.
Okay, here we go. Squarespace.